Goodland jumped out early, 2-0, first 30-some seconds of the game, and then after that, you guys go on a 9-0 run. You had runs of 9, 12, 13, and then 8 in that first half and built that 44-10 lead there. And I think the way you guys came out defensively, I think probably set the tone for your offense the entire night.
Yeah, it did. You know, we had talked about that. We knew what we wanted to do defensively. And, you know, for Goodland, you know, very, very young. Lost a ton from last year, I believe 10 guys. So they were going to be, you know, pretty inexperienced, and we wanted to, you know, try to take advantage of what we could. And our guys did a pretty good job coming off of one day of really working the press that we worked. I thought they did a pretty good job of scrambling and finding matchups. You know, there's work to be done, obviously, but, you know, we really wanted to just turn the tempo up, and that was kind of the idea behind that one right there is not letting them slow it down and play, you know, a slower paced game. So defensively, you know, led to the offense, and, you know, we didn't run a whole lot of set plays because we were able to get out and run in transition, and that's, you know, when our guys are at their best. So hopefully we can continue to grow and get a little better with that press and give some teams, you know, a hard time with it.
You're right into the Christmas break here and have the opportunity to get to 500 and thinking maybe ahead. You know, you got Christmas break coming up, 2 weeks off, but I thought your team stayed in there and had the focus. And it was tough when your guys were up 30 in that first half. You could still see that they still wanted to try to do different things.
They did. And, you know, everybody right now is still fighting for minutes. You know, it's not as if, you know, we're set in stone anywhere. And I thought the guys that came in off the bench, you know, contributed, whether it be, you know, defensively getting some deflections or steals. You know, I thought Blaine did a good job. Harrison did a good job running the point. Brandon and Jaron gave us great energy on the boards. And, you know, Evan did kind of the same thing he did last Friday, which was, you know, he took what was available. He had some nice post-ups. We took advantage of a size matchup that we liked with him. And, you know, so all of them they're fighting because, you know, they want minutes. And you got to love that, you know, that friendly competition where they're going to get after each other. So, you know, they did a great job. And like you said, you know, some teams, you know, you have that, you might slip a little bit if you do have that big lead. But, you know, the last couple of games that we went through, there's no way we can come in here and just slack off. You know, there's no way. You know, we needed to come out with some intensity in the second half, which we hadn't done. And, you know, with the running clock going, you don't get to play as much as you'd like to, but I thought the guys did a great job of coming in and giving a lot of energy.
Well, Joe Evans, he ended up with around 8 points tonight, I believe I had him for. He missed a couple dunks. He missed about three or four this year, but finally got to throw one down.
He did. You know, we had a play, and he kind of called a different one that we hadn't even ran this year, so I let him run, you know, roll with it, and he was able to get the edge right there and turn the corner and go. So did a great job attacking the basket, and the other guys did a great job of just kind of creating space for him. But they really wanted him to dunk it, because I told him if he got his dunk, we wouldn't practice Thursday. So so they were all pumped up for that.
Well, that's a good incentive there. And but you had 10 players come in and finally got Harrison King to score, and that made all 10 players score tonight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, well, and Harrison had some really good looks.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't go down, you know, the first couple. But in the second quarter, I believe, when he was in there, you know, we had good ball movement and found him out there on the three-point line. And he's got good rotation. He's got a decent-looking shot. So, you know, it'll go down. He just, I mean, it's hard to come in and, you know, knock down that first shot or first two shots when you're not really in the flow of the game. So it was, you know, everybody contributed. Everybody played hard. And we need more of that going forward.
Well, you're 3-3. You're right where you were at this time, or through six games last year. It's ending the Christmas break, but boy, it's going to be a big three-game stretch for you out of the Christmas break. Colby on the road, and then you finally get two at home.
Yeah, it'll be nice playing at home someday. seems like it's forever, but you know, for our younger guys too, because they haven't played at home at all. So to kind of get them and you know, get them in front of their, you know, their parents and their home crowd. You know, that's fun for them. They did a great job tonight. You know, everybody bounced back from Friday. You know, the JV, the C team both won. So, you know, saw some improvements, saw some grit, saw some fight out of our younger guys, which was good. You know, I thought they did a good job of coming in and kind of leaving that game behind them and stepping forward and getting better tonight. So, you know, it'll be nice getting it home. But, you know, we need to get – hopefully we can get Jackson healthy. Hopefully it's nothing crazy. Which, you know, it very well could be, but, you know, he's shown a ton of toughness because, you know, his foot's really bothering him and he's playing through it. So a little added rest for him hopefully will help him out a lot, and just kind of let our other guys recharge and get ready for that second half run.
Head coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers win it big here tonight, 65-24. Well, have a good break there, and we'll see you next year.
Sounds good. Yeah. Thanks.